Hi, folks. This is Sue Graywolf-Petruzzi. I'm calling from beautiful Colorado here. We are having a beautiful day here. Very, very warm. Extremely warm. But it's still quite beautiful here. And the river is still relatively high, but it's flowing really nicely now. Here we're having some technical difficulties here, and I just hope you can all bear with us. We're going to be bringing on Sandra and Rhonda, and I guess Sharon is having difficulties. So hopefully, are you with me, Sharon? Okay. She is not. So we will kind of hang in here in hopes that we can get this all straightened out, because I really don't want to start until we can get everyone connected. So if you can hang on, folks, we will be all together here soon. I know today we are talking about living a full life. And death is not the end, and it really is not. We're all here to do the best we can and live our life.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
So what's happening here is that I don't have Sharon on, so hopefully this is still going live here. Looks like people are not having any luck either. Interesting. I wonder what's going on here.
Hello?
Hello, are you with me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi.
Yay!
Yeah, have you were you able to retrieve Sandra and Rhonda?
They can hear us. Yes, I think they can hear us. They just called, or at least that's what I think. And hope.
Okay.
I think I see their number on the screen here. Yes, I can. Do you want me to bring them?
Yeah, go ahead and bring them on, and just to make sure everyone's here before we really get started.
All right. You guys are on.
This is
Hello.
Sandra.
Rhonda.
Yay, it's working.
Hello. Good, you're with me. All right. I was a little concerned there. Things got a little bit of a rough start here. So, okay, it sounds like we're on the air, and all my hosts are with me. Yay.
Yay.
Hey. So today, talking, and I'm really, really, my heart dedicating this whole show in honor of Leon Meyer, Sandra's passed away recently. He's joining us in the spirit world right now, and I know he is, and I know Sandra feels and knows that he's with her and all of us here as we talk about living and really living our lives to the fullest. I mean, there are, you know, our time here on this beautiful planet and this beautiful body that we were so wonderfully gifted is so short. And, you know, when you think about it, things can happen any minute of any time, and in the spirit world, and we wouldn't be here. So every day is precious, and that's why it's so important to do everything that you can do to connect with within yourself, stay balanced, connect with the earth, the beauty around us, and do what spirit is guiding you, why you're here. We all have gifts. We are all here, blessed gifts to share with others. And it's miraculous in what, you know, can be created. And, you know, when you stop and think about it, when you think, you know, there can't be any more creations or patents or anything, it's endless. Every moment we wake, every day, we need to really just be blessed, be grateful, and be thankful that we're here and we're alive, and do the best we can with, you know, the circumstances that are around us. And I know, too, many are struggling. We're living in an age where everything needs to change. You know, and until that change occurs and we can all connect as spiritual beings, loving beings, and do what we need to do on this planet and connect with each other, we're just not really living unless we can do that. So I'm really dedicating this to Leon. And I really want this show to spark some energy with all of us. Any comments, any questions from our circle would be beautiful and wonderful. I wanted to read a Hopi prayer that is just very powerful in its own right. And it reads, "I did not die. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond's glint on snow. I am the sunlight on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds and circling light. I am the stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die." And this is what, you know, the show is all about. Death is not an end. It's a continuation of who we are, who our spirit is. Everything that we've acquired past lives through this life, we carry through to the next and on, and those gifts are shared no matter whether you're in, you know, the physical form or you're in the spirit form. We are all spiritual human beings with full potential, and we really need to reach that full potential. And I'd love to hear from you, Sandra and Rhonda. What would you like to share today?
Everything you're talking about is so true. Sometimes we don't realize that every minute, every part of the day is so important, because you don't know. You know, you don't know what's going to be here tomorrow. And so I think we really need to maybe keep that in mind more than we do. We get so busy that we forget it, you know?
Yeah, we do. We lose track. We lose sight of what's real, what's really important. And it's just this world around us that's so chaotic that drags us in. Yeah, that's perfect, Rhonda. Sandra?
I wanted to thank you for dedicating this to Leon. He was a gentle giant, and he's still with us. Yes, he is. Mm. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Sharon, I'd love anything you can.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I think just reading the show description and hear you guys talk about today's show about life. It's not just the show. And with everything that has been, you know, that happened in Sandra's life, in Leon's life, everything that, you know, it feels like it's really like time is playing tricks, and it feels like the death of someone that we care about, such as Leon. Leon was a gentle soul, and I still, you know, I feel like he never left. Like he was always here, and he will stay here. I know for sure. I mean, Jim said Leon wants Center to know that he's here today, so he played with the signal at first. I have no doubt that that was him. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. And you know, we're going to talk about life today. Life is full of, you know, death and rebirth and a lot of other stuff, but we really need to seize the day. We really need to make sure that we will continue to live our true potential on a daily basis, and even if in our toughest moment, never give up, never, you know, put an end to something that we're passionate about and what really makes us who we are, makes us to feel in balance with ourselves, with the world, with each other, with those that we care about, either there are in the spirit world or in the physical world. It's really, you know, we need to continue what our ancestors started, and, you know, and never stop, never stop. Once we stop, it is really difficult to, you know, to get back on that horse and to continue the walk. But you know, this show is, I think it's one of the most energetic ones that we ever had, if I remember correctly. And I have no doubt that, you know, it's not just Leon, but of course it is dedicated to Leon. But everyone that we miss is with us more than ever today, supporting us, holding us. And of course we feel the pain, you know, something is missing in our lives, in our hearts. And today, as we feel the pain is what connects us to them and them to us. It's a bridge. So we need to breathe through the pain today more than ever. Talking Sick is in the middle.
We definitely do. And it's hard. It doesn't matter who we lose. We lose a pet. It's that absence of that physical body, and if we could all just embrace that we are one with everything around us, that our spirit is connected to everything, there is no loss there. That spirit is with us and will continue to be with us. And when we leave this physical body that we're in, we will join that energy, that oneness, and just be fully part of a magnificent, beautiful creation that we all are part of. And I'm just I'm so honored to be able to be here and to be able to share this love that I know Sandra had dearly with Leon, and to be able to speak with my heart fully and know that we are all, like you said, Sharon, we are all embracing and holding Sandra and her family with that love that we all have and share. And I wanted to let you know that Running Alcatir, his group, and he has 15 with his circle, and I'm welcoming you, and thank you so much for being with us. It's a powerful show, and I hope you have some beautiful words of wise wisdom to add to everything that we're sharing here today. And it looks like Jonathan is here with 4 from down under, Australia or New Zealand. The gray wolf is never sure. And I guess it is Australia. It's near Sydney. So welcome, Jonathan. And everyone else is with us. It's just the circle is so important, and it is just so powerful and so much a part of who we are and why we connect and how we connect with others as we travel this road together. And I guess Running Elk wanted us to share that Metakwiawasin is also those in body and those in spirit. So we are all one. And it's all beautiful. You know, I thought I would just start with a song that I wrote, Walking with Beauty, just to kind of, I mean, these songs I've written over the past few years, and you may have heard them, but it's interesting how a song can kind of connect with what we're talking about at any given moment. And these songs I wrote from my heart. I mean, they came because I was open and allowing them to come through. And this is Walking with Beauty. Do not refrain from life, take hold and do not strive, for life was meant to be light and free. So live the life you love, be true to who you are, become the master of your soul. Hey, yo, wah, nee, hey, ya. Hey, yo, wah, nee, hey, ya. Hey, yo, wah, nee, hey, ya. Ho. Hey, wah, nee, hey, 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 ya. Ho. Hey, wah, nee, hey, 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 ya. Ho. Our life will be richer now. Our joy will not be bound. We will forever be wild and free. We will see the love we share. We will see our loving hearts. We will know our spirit is now free. Hey, yo, wah, nee, hey, ya. Hey, yo, wah, nee, hey, ya. Hey, yo, wah, nee, hey, ya. Ho. Hey, wah, nee, hey, 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 ya. Ho. Hey, wah, nee, hey, 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 ya. Ho. We walk with beauty now, we walk with love and joy, we come together now in peace. We share our talents now, we share our shining light, we see our beauty is so deep. Hey, yo, wah, nee, hey, ya, hey, yo, wah, nee, hey, ya, hey, yo, wah, nee, hey, ya, ho. Hey, wah, nee, hey, 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 ya, ho. Hey, wah, nee, hey, 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 ya, ho. Hey, wah, nee, hey, 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 ya, ho. So I would like to pass this talking stick to whomever would like to grab it.
Oh, say something, Sue?
Okay.
If you really think about it, death teaches us how to live. It really does. And I don't mean just like the physical death, but also when you allow the things that hold you back to die. You know, people like to say when somebody crosses over on their final journey, they like to go, well, their spirit is free now. It's the same thing when you let go of the things that are holding you back. Your spirit is free then. So really, it's such a powerful lesson. And over the last few weeks, if there's anything that Sandra and Leon showed everybody, is how to really do that, because they never, as a couple, stopped living ever, you know, to the fullest. And that is such, I mean, it's really so powerful. Passing the talking stick.
No, that's beautiful. And, you know, you can't stop living in that. I'm just, to see that in others and to see them just living their life to the fullest and doing things that their heart desires, being connected, and all has to do with walking in balance and letting things go that may be holding you back. There's so much in life that we may tend to hold back on because we're fearful or we're afraid, or we're just not able to step through that door, that golden door that is such a big door to walk through, especially when it's something in your life that you know your spirit guides you, your guides guide you to make change in your life. And I wonder how many people out there have been guided to make a big change in their life and just have not been able to do so because they allow the energy of everyone around them to dictate what they can or cannot do. And society has made it very difficult for many to be able to step through that door of change so they can create the life that they know deep in their heart they need to create. Sharon, you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I agree with what Rhonda said. I mean, there's so much lessons we get, and those lessons are gifts, and not all lessons are, you know, full of fun and joy and pleasure, but you know, I would like to quote Aristo for a second. I've been reading a little bit about Aristo. And he said that we all need to live our, you know, our great purpose. And he believed that humankind, its great purpose is to always seek for happiness. And the happiness is by learning things. And I could not agree with him more, because I think that when we come to living a full life, we keep searching. We keep searching what else we can do. And we keep thinking if we'll do something for someone and ignore what we want, our true desires, we think it is good because someone will get something. But we really have to look at things in a different perspective. We need to look at things like we're a part, each and every one of us is a part of the web of life. And we're now in this series that is called The Web of Life. And we're all connected, like Ryan Yelk here saying, Mitaka Yoyasin is also those in body and those in spirit. And it's so true. Yes, it is hard to lose someone, but we never really lose the ones that we love. They're always with us. And, you know, people would say, you know, it's a cliche, they're not with us, we only live once. And they, you know, we all have the choice to believe in whatever we want to believe. But in the end of the day, if we feel the loss of someone, it's because that someone is with us. It's because they're not mentally with us. They're not physically with us, but they're with us. And we all, in some point, lose someone that we love. We all miss someone. And it's really hard to get back on the track and start to walk again. But that's what we think. It is hard, but we never stop, you know, no matter what happens, we never stop the walk. Even when death occurs, we always continue to walk. We always continue to do something. We need to take step by step and every day, and not look too much forward. But always remember that we're here to continue to walk, not just for ourselves, but for those who came before us. This is the true meaning of Mitakuyo Yasin, to never stop. It's not the the meaning like one by one in words, but what I feel is that when we continue to walk, we continue to heal together, we continue to complete the circle, to make it whole, to make it one, to be one with ourselves and one with the universe. And I know that Leon will continue to guide all of us, of course, Sandra. It's a very emotional show. It's very interesting to feel it in this matter of energy. Talk and Sick is in the middle.
Sue, may I say something? This is Sandra.
Yes.
One thing I learned from Leon, and it probably was my hardest lesson, is he was terminally ill, but he never stopped doing his garden, never stopped living. And he told me before the time when he couldn't talk anymore, please, Sandra, go on living. Do what you love. I did my tractors. I love my garden. And he taught me, no matter how much pain, I still lived. Thank you.
That's beautiful. You know, and he kept going. And that is just amazing in itself, because, you know, pain and constant pain, and I didn't realize until just recently. I mean, I just had a tooth removed because it was impacted, but the pain was horrendous, and I cannot imagine anyone with that kind of constant pain, not wanting to just totally say I'm done here, and but you can't, you don't. Most people don't, and you just keep going. You work through it, and I know my Jim Gray Wolf. He spends most of his days in pain in one way or another, and he keeps going, and it's amazing. It truly is amazing and inspiration. And I know, Sandra, when you talk of Leon being a gentle giant, I can see that. And there are many, many gentle giants out there whose hearts are huge, who walk their walk, are connected to what they love and what they enjoy the most. And by Leon keeping going through even through the pain until it was unbearable for him, and I can imagine how unbearable. I can't imagine, let's put it that way, how unbearable that might be. But it's just life is so precious. And once again, you know, he's connected with us. We are all one, and we are all together. And I wanted to share a little bit from Susan from Great Britain. Said her uncle died 3 days ago, and she did not know if she could listen to the show. It was most important to her, but this is good. Last thing to me was keep going. Move to California when you saw it, and I will join you there. Then he passed over. So that's powerful in itself. It takes a lot of heart and energy and strength that you know we all have to be able to continue on even when things are so crazy or you know there's doubt or others are doubting anything that you're wanting to do. But it's powerful for you, Susan, that you are listening to the show and knowing that your uncle wanted to come and he's going to join you there in spirit. So that's wonderful. And also, Running Elk, grandmother here says her Ignacio husband died 12 years ago. She is 96. She sees him each day. He went sooner to clean their place there and put it in order. He was helping in the spirit realm, connecting, doing what he could on the other side. And that's what many of those who do leave us earlier, sooner, there's a reason for that. They have work to do on the other side, or they have more work to do in another form when they come back, reincarnate into another human being. Running Elk also said, I know grandmother would not go unless her place is ready. He likes to kid her, so that's sweet. That's sweet. Passing stick to Rhonda and Sandra.
You know how true that is. Leanne always said to me, I'm going to make the path, but you do your job while you're still here.
I want to go back to what Running Elk said about the deeper meaning of all my relations, because you know that's really true, and I think we forget that sometimes. Because so I don't know about everybody else, but I can very much feel the ones that went before me, you know, the ancestors. But I also can feel the ones that haven't been born yet, and in all life, and we're all connected, and each one of us, no matter whether we're in physical or spirit or animal form or bird form, each one of us has a job to do. And when we all do our job to the best that we can, that's how we see the connection of the whole circle. And I'll pass the talking stick.
Anything from you, Sharon?
Yeah, you know, the whole Mitakuya Yasin thing is always something that, since I heard it for the first time, I think it was 5-6 years ago, and dived into it and started to explore a little bit about the meaning of it, or at least from my perspective. It's amazing how much with time I learn more and more. I think, you know, once you really face someone's death or you face death yourself, and I've only been in one, you know, in one spot, in one angle, on one side, it gets a different meaning. It gets something that is, well, first of all, it's very spiritual, but it's way beyond spiritual, you know, the words. It's something that gives you the energy to look different, to create a different lifestyle, to make decisions that you've never made before, and even made them, you know, to make them more easily, because you always remember that, you know, it's always for the next generations, but it is also for previous generations as well. And you always get to see how we're all connected, and how much anger is, you know, how much anger you can let go while you really explore and digging into the Mitake Oyasin. And I really like what, you know, the great teachings that we're getting from Running Out and his group, because we see the, you know, the place of, we can all talk about it and understand each other without even using a lot of words, without even really thinking about it. It feels like it comes naturally, and it does. And when it comes to really connecting to ourselves, it feels, even that feels different. And there is a life after death. There's always life after death, and you don't need a real proof to it. You feel it inside. I mean, this conversation, this discussion of, is there a life after death? It's something that always existed, because it is legit. And even now I see from Soren, there is a great question, and I'll pass the talk and stick to you, Sue. I think you should read it. I don't know why, but it feels right.
I wanted to mention that we have people who would like to call in, but they really need to let us know, either message Jim or Sharon or myself, to let us know that you would like to speak. Let's see. My program is doing weird things here. Uh-oh. I think I just lost my blog talk.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, my computer's doing something weird here.
All right. From Soren. Hi, people. When you have a full life, you are ready for death. Some here walk into the woods to meet that, when they feel the joy of their life, can now move into the heavenly area. This is like Native American, I think also. It's kind of like half question, half observation, or at least that's what it looks like. I don't know. I'm not much of an expert. I'll ask people that know more than I do, but I will. I can't say if you're right or wrong, and I don't think that I need to, because if it feels right to you, Soren, then who am I to judge you or to argue with you? I mean, there are a lot of a lot of opinions about death, about life after death, about heaven and hell, about reincarnation, just a lot of opinions and other and a lot of perspectives. But if that would, you know, if that what you, if you feel like that's the thing that talks to you, then go with it. If it is Native American, maybe Sandra or Rhonda or Sue, maybe, you know, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel that that is Native American as far as when they feel they are ready, then some do. I cannot swear to that, but from you, Sandra, do you have any anything on that?
Well, one thing, Sue, this is Sandra. Me and Leon, we had made a plan because we were preparing for him to go home, and we had a word. It was a password, and I believe it's Native American, but the password for us is, he would say home, because it got to a point he couldn't say anything else, and he would just want to go home. I think he's here right now. I just felt his arms over my shoulder saying, you're okay, you can do this. But he, at the end, he just said home, and he went on. So I think it's Native American.
Yeah, I truly believe it is too. Wow.
I think,
go ahead, Rhonda.
You know, when you talk about some people maybe just wanting to go off, you know, that's a yearning from the heart, and it's not just limited to people, because, you know, if you really connect with animals, they do the same thing. When they want to go, when they know it's their time to go, they will very often go off somewhere where they can be alone to make their journey.
Mm.
And the other thing with Leon, where I believe what Rhonda said, is me and our son John stepped out of the room for a blink of an eye, and he went home. And nobody was in that room.
Wow. Wow, I mean, this show is just so powerful. And, you know, Metakwiowas and just, It's such a powerful word, and it just says so much to us being so connected in so many ways. And, you know, just that word home, you know, it's just very powerful. And it's running out, said here, yes, in the old way here, we have a celebration for one ready to take their walk. 3 or 4 days. They leave when they feel it is right, into the woods, and the celebration and food continues. Some still do this, and it's beautiful. And what a beautiful way, you know, when you know you're ready and your time is short, to be able to celebrate that you're transforming back into that spirit, that powerful energy of life that is all around us, and to be able to help on the other side. And I know Jim Graywolf said that he had told Sandra he did not know Leon very long, but that they, you know, connected like brothers. So now he's a brother from up there. This is the circle. So the circle continues whether we're here in our physical form or whether we're here in the spirit form. And it's just very beautiful. It looks like Jim says, I was at a Lakota brother ceremony for his grandfather. No tears, but joy. Tears came later when you grieve, but they leave as they wish. And it looks like from Sharon, for Sandra, trying to read this here. Death ends a life, not a relationship. And that's a quote of Jack Lemmon. So we are, it's a, you know, celebrate. Let's celebrate. Let's move on and kind of move away from what we can, which is very difficult when we lose someone. But let's change this a little bit and just talk about people who are, you know, they're accumulating all this wealth, all this stuff. I mean, are they living a full life? Are they really meeting their purpose in life? Are they happy? And I would say most are not. I think most are very often depressed, possibly even suicidal. And so this accumulation of stuff in our lives, you know, it may make us temporarily happy, but in the long run, what is it doing for our growth, for our spiritual growth? We're all here for that spiritual connection, for that growth, to learn what we need to learn in this lifetime so that we can help others when we do move on in the spirit world. Any ideas, Sandra or Rhonda?
I want to say something about that because I think there are a lot of people that do accumulate all kinds of things. And when you think about that, what they're really doing is they're trying to fill something within themselves. You know, they know there's something missing, but they're not quite sure what it is. But are they happy doing that? No, and I'll say why. Because if you really are out there just accumulating things because you think that's what's going to make you happy and that's what's going to fill that void, then you could stop when you get, okay, whatever, possession. You go out and buy something today, oh, that's going to make me happy. You could stop at that point if it really was, but they don't. They are continually accumulating more. So it never fills the void. It never fills what they really want. And that's really something that people need to look at because I think every single one of us has done that at some point, you know, and it never fills the void. There's something else that you need to look deeper to find what that is you need. And that's all I wanted to say about that.
And this is Sandra. One thing Leon used to tell me, and this makes me always happy, he would say, yes, that's a nice car, but I'm happier, I'm richer, I have a garden that produces a lot. And I would chuckle at him for it. And he'd go, yes, that new tractor's fine, but I got a 42 that looks better. And he was always happy with it. And he loved his dogs. He says, yep, nobody without a dog, it can't be as happy as I am.
It's amazing how our animals just bring life to us, you know, when we're feeling down or they're just they just love us unconditionally, and they're there. And I'm sure all your large family, you know, they're gonna miss Leanne, I'm sure, and they probably already sense his physical presence not being there. But I truly believe that they are knowing and noticing his spirit is there with you. And I think that's totally beautiful. And I just I love when little things of that nature just occur. I mean, we were watching a show on what it's a series right now on TV. I can't remember the name of it, but they're talking about people who have died and come back and what they've experienced. So they're trying to make it word I want. They want to bring it to the truth as a reality for instead of just the brain doing certain things, you know, when someone dies. But it was intent intensely watching this one part, and there was just one part, and the animals were laying, you know, comfortably, and there's this little toy monkey that one of the dogs has, Crystal has, and at that moment in time, it just started doing its monkey talk. And all I could do was just smile because, I mean, there are so many messages, if we're only observant, that are given to us on a daily basis. And I just love it. This morning I was sitting down along the river and I was just kind of praying and sharing, just really wanting to understand why things are just so chaotic at this moment. And I mean, we're talking daylight here, and this bat just came right in front of my face, maybe 5 feet, kind of looked at me, and then went away. And of course, when I came in, I looked up animal spirit guides, and the message was just so powerful for me and so important for me at this time. And I'll read it to you just for fun, because it helped me to understand more of why things are happening the way they are, especially in my world right now, and why I'm feeling the way I have been feeling. And it says here, if that shows up, it means let go of those habits and attachments that no longer serve you and welcome the changes that are long overdue. The ordeal that you are facing is a necessary part of your transformation and an initiation into a much more spiritually directed life. It is time to confront and conquer your fears, trusting that doing so will bring about dramatic and beneficial changes. Those are the messages we receive, you know, on a daily basis. But when you're not centered or you don't take the time to connect with nature, get out there, just meditate, just be. And those messages come, and they come, you know, at any given moment. And it's just beautiful that all those spirit guides are there with us, continuously helping us to grow spiritually, so we can, so when we do leave this physical form that we are in, we are ready, and there's no regrets. How many people have you known that had regrets on their deathbed because they did not fulfill a dream that they had? And none of us want to go there. I wouldn't want to be in that that place, because you know, each day is precious. Each moment is precious. And life, you know, I mean, time goes by quickly. And I laugh when I think my father, and, you know, he would say, the first 100 years are the hardest. Now, when you think about that statement, and I remember him saying that my whole life. He's 88 now. He has dementia, and he's in a nursing home. His body is strong, but his mind is not there. As, you know, fully obviously as it was. But what a statement to make, and how, you know, what we say to ourselves is so powerful too. As long as we keep that energy positive and keep connecting with nature and ourselves and staying centered and being fully who we are, we will leave this planet and bring those gifts to others in the spirit world. And I know Jim mentioned earlier that he says that all those who left before me this walk are walking through my spirit right now, bringing tears and smiles, big energy. And Cynthia says, right, death ends a life, not a relationship. Perfect way to say it. I probably missed some of the other chat lines. I apologize for that. Anything that you would like to share, Sharon?
Yeah. You know, in Latin they say carpe diem, which is seize the day. And as long as we go to sleep every night, doesn't matter how much money we have, doesn't matter where we live, it doesn't matter if we, you know, if we will, if we have a job, what matters is the moment. What matters is that we do what we feel that is right for ourselves and for our loved ones without hurting anyone. And I think that I think we all have the choice to live life to the fullest, even if we think that there's something that is, you know, is missing in our life. We always have the ability to regain that trust in ourselves and in, you know, in spirit and walk in whatever, you know, in the road that we need to, even, you know, even if it's hard, even if things don't work out, you know, don't work in the way that we planned. It's, Jim always said, you know, don't make plans, which makes sense. They always change and we change as well. And, you know, I think that the way we pass away, the way we die, it's kind of like it's equal to the way we live. So I think if we live life to the fullest, or at least try, because when we try, we can get a lot of, you know, a lot of good results and positive ones. We can make sure that, you know, the rest of our walk, whatever will happen later, will be like to walk the full road, our full potential, and live life to the fullest. Thank you.
Sue, can I tell you something?
Most
Leon said to me in the last time, and like 9 days before it was over, he said, "I'll give you something in 5 days." And I thought it was going to be really something. This morning when I took the dogs out, there was a baby kitty. And my heart yearned for that baby kitty. And he said, "See, you can love." And I'm now playing with this baby kitty.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Don't miss the little thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there any? I thought I would just sing a song to close this out because we're already on the hour. Rhonda and Sandra, is there anything you'd like to say before we close?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep, that's all I got. Thank you to everybody that participated.
I love you, and I'm with you.
I'm thinking more.
Sharon, anything from you?
I love you. I love you all. And I was really honored to be on the show today. And it was a fantastic show that I will always take with me as a guide and as a teacher. And yeah, thank you. That's, I think that pretty much sums everything. Thanks. I hope, anyway.
I know. It just has been a powerful show, and it just so shows you how connected we are, how our hearts are all connected, and how our spirits, and how we're connected with everything around us. This beautiful planet that we've been given to live in these vessels our spirits are in. It's just truly amazing. And I think the biggest thing that I take away from this that really really, really hit was Metoqua Awasin, because we are all one. It doesn't matter if we're connected physically, as we, you know, connect with each other in our forms that we are in now, or whether we are in the spirit realm, we are still all connected. And I want to thank everyone who's been on the chat line. Thank you so much, who's been listening to the show. This is the Women's Healing Hour. And today, with July the 26th already, and just be well, love everything, connect, stay connected, open your heart, be one with all that's around you, and take care, and many blessings to everyone. The song is Sacred Journey. Be at one with the spirit. Oh, okay. Be at one with your spirit as you walk here on this earth. Know the love that surrounds you was there for you at your birth. Every day is a blessing, sacred journey as you walk. Take the time that is needed to be one with all you are. Mother Earth really needs you to be whole and honor her, for she needs the love around her to be fruitful and give birth. So be loving to yourself, so your love can shine throughout. Giving all that you can be will bring that love to all around. Be well, everyone.